If we don't cut the benefits, that would cost an additional $38 million if just half of the child care workforce applies. I want to say that again. If we don't want to cut benefits, this would cost an additional $38 million if just half of the child care workforce applies. With no new money, we have to cut the benefits for families who truly would need help or create wait lists. This creates a taxpayer-funded workforce subsidy. This state wants to be part of the solution, but this is not the solution that we want.